possible, even with disruption.
Welcome
again to the show, Pop Radio Diva, Impossible is Nothing. We are going to be walking into your purpose and continue to break chains and make changes with success rituals. And part of that is how you change your habits and how you think. So we are now live. We're live on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, and Twitter Live, as well as levels of Periscope. That is now Twitter Live. Then also a level layer of On the Pages. You may either go to Talk Radio Diva, or you may go to I Am Susie Coaching, or you may go to a level layer for Don Diva Coaching. And the hashtag giveaway, the hashtag that is pound I Am Somebody. That is what our level of our giveaway is going to be about this month when you give your love offering for the rebuild of the business at Don Diva Coaching. Team World Online or IMCP Coaching or Talk Radio Diva, put the dollar sign on Square Cash App or level layer of Square itself on the website at Talk Radio Diva with the power to do more. I want you guys to understand how important it is to continue to go forward with life no matter what is thrown at you or those that do things ritually, officially abusive, and the layer of being destructive, distracting, inerrancy, evil, provoking, hating, or gaslighting. And by the time it's all said and done, a lot of these people will be humbled. A lot of people will be fired, terminated from their jobs, walked out, if not arrested, because it's becoming a nuisance and a problem. And I've addressed it once many times for people to not see it as a problem and not see these people as problematic. So there needs to be a great level of man trouble in here. But aside from that, we're going to continue to go and say impossible is nothing. We're going to do our exercise. I told you I had difficulties the other day, and there's going to be a level of reckoning with Adobe and all the answers that were going on. So last time we talked off with the last exercise about solutions and strategies and things like that, calling a friend, visiting a supportive person, or visiting and supporting people online, offline, or things like that, or if you've got a whole tribe online, like the mental health tribe, emotional health tribe, and the level of support, trauma, PTSD, and mental health, Medi Twitter tribe, or a level of a Facebook tribe, then you'll be able to understand what it means to have a tribe that helps you walk into your purpose, continue to break change, and make change success rituals, and some of that is having a good tribe, working out or talking with other people who understand you and understand where you're going and where you're at and where you're going to be. And then sometimes having a good tribe, but you don't have to crush them all. So I want you guys to understand journaling and writing poetry, and, you know, sometimes screaming and yelling in a location or screaming into a pillow while others won't hear you, and being able to understand your frustration and then move back from that and begin to play with your pet or doing deep breathing exercises, meditating, or grounding exercises, or becoming mindful and present. I want you guys to understand mindfulness and presence and how you manage upsetting emotions or people who try to upset, trigger, and traumatize you. And that's why it's that impossible is nothing. And we have to continue our practice of mindfulness and begin to portray a level of being able to handle things no matter what life throws at you. I've had people who've done nothing but ritually, habitually abused, provoked, gaslight, emotional abuse, torment, and they're just despicable, just constantly people. They've done everything to throw me off my square. Now that they're failing me, try to escalate and up the ante. I'm sitting in a 92.5 degree house and still smashing goals, still finding ways to be productive and do what I need to do. And at the end of the day, no matter what someone does to me, it shows who they are, not me. So impossible is nothing with the steps, rituals, and coping skills is the clubhouse. Come into our clubhouse. You may sit, and I will let you guys ask questions after I'm done with the presentation. I'll try to make it short, sweet, and quick. And then on top of that, I'll make it to where you'll be able to sit with me, talk with me, and we'll ask questions and things like that. So there will be a roundtable talk after that, and I'll be able to talk about everything in its entirety so that you guys can get used to the clubhouse and get used to coming in, sitting down, and listening to the presentation, then asking questions, and then we talk about y'all's experiences. That's why you call in live with a live call at 515-602-9765. Again, I don't take calls until I'm done with the presentation, and then you can ask questions and things like that. So, again, what we're going to do is we're going to do a breathing exercise in the beginning so that we can all learn how to be mindful and to be grounded and stay within our means emotionally, even if we have degrading levels of environment or toxic people who like to do distracting, destructive things. There will be a warrant served for each person, even the Liverpool NARC, the non-Liverpool NARC, Canadian NARC, and the Escambia County set of NARC that like to play provoking gaslighting games, and those outside the city in those games. She'll be getting a warrant for her arrest effective immediately. And so will Carlos Ellie and several others who are involved with the provoking gas team, who like to play Asianic games, and Gigi, who like to play Asianic games, and she'll be getting a warrant effective immediately and charged as an adult. I want you guys to understand Justin Victoria will also be getting a warrant as well, because I'm getting tired of their antics of swimming and others that want to play games, including Mr. James, and I want a warrant and a lawsuit against him as well. So I want you guys to understand where it's coming from and who's doing it. So when we heal from abuse or any type of level or life-changing situations or people who like to do destructive, distracting things, we have to learn that there are people who are NPD inclined or ASPD, which is antisocial personality disorder or narcissistic personality disorder. So some of these people are destructive to mental health, emotional health, and they continue to be destructive until they're called out. It's just like I told you about the other Victoria who has a nasty disposition and likes a lot of management and has all these provoking gaslighting things that she needs more for her risk as well and her minions as well. So I want you guys to understand how important it is. Also, we're going to put our clubhouse into the social live. I will pick and choose a new social live to post to do. So I'll be picking a new one every time we go live and do our presentation. So welcome to Live with Social Live, our sponsor and our community member that helps us with a lot of our presentations and things like that, especially as a sponsor for Team World, the online children, adolescents, and adults. So I thank Max, my supporter, who's been doing this for a long time for me, and I thank you. So I will pick one of your social lives and I'll put it in the community. Let's do Illinois socialize. Those in Illinois, welcome. Come sit into this clubhouse. You're welcome. You have the invite, so you may sign up for clubhouse, and you may take a seat. I will allow raising of the hands and things like that, so you may raise your hand and things like that in the clubhouse, use your mic, and then when you come in, sit down, and then we'll talk about things after the live. So we have to continue our practice of mindfulness, being present, and continue to walk in purpose, to set best, to making change, breaking chains of oppression mentality, and physically, intimately, professionally, personally, and emotionally, in order to grow and begin to walk in our purpose and success rituals to begin to reach our max potential. Part of that is the set mindset and a mindset of becoming a level of more than what your circumstances or your hardship is. I want you guys to understand that in that entirety so that you can begin to understand how important, how imperative it is to have a mindset of success rituals, success formula, and continuing a level of mindfulness and presentness, even if you're going through hardship. I want you guys to understand that that is imperative for anybody who is going through anything in their life or their lifestyle or anything that is creating a level of distraction or non-abundance or scarcity mindset or hopelessness. I want you guys to understand that a situation that is ongoing is what causes me a lot of frustration. I like to share with you guys the people who are destructive so that they can be humble, and the longer they can keep it up, the more they'll be called out, including family and dysfunction that comes on in top of that. And I want you guys to understand that there are some good family members I have, and then I have some toxic family members, and they've been addressed on it. But I want you guys to understand that there's a level layer of wounded warrior that I do with my daughter to keep her on the up and up and help her to grow and move past all the stuff. And as we continue to grow with our mother-daughter relationship, on terms of friends, that's my wounded warrior, that's my womb, that's my ace, that's my round, that's my backbone, and everything that I have tried to make sure that she continues to thrive even past her hardship. And it's not been fair to her, and her child has pretty much been short with hardships that happened to me and happened to her subsequently. But we stand together most of the time and continue our levels and efforts to continue to be strong women and strong in our purpose and strong in our I am abundance mindset. So in the rebuild business with Dawn Diva Coaching, Team World Online, I am Diva Coaching, and in conjunction with Pop Radio Diva, I want you guys to understand how I am somebody, what it means to be somebody. You should always feel like you're somebody no matter what somebody tells you. Always hashtag that and say, pound I am somebody. We're going to get that trending on Twitter. We're going to get that trending on Facebook. Pound I am somebody. Tell somebody I am somebody and why and hashtag that. So that's our new thing. And our giveaway is you get a piece of memorability and you can go to fashionistaprintable.com and you're capable and able to go get that after you either enter pound I am somebody on the hashtag giveaway in the comments stream, and then you'll be able to be entered to win a free piece of merchandise from any one of our stores. For Fashionista Printables, our sponsor. So, seeing as though my environment is at 92.5 degrees, it's very toxic, but I want you guys to understand that I'm still going to rise above it, and I want you guys to understand what rise up means. It's something you're back from it, land, but rising up and rising above your conscious and levels of despicable gross misconduct. It's something that you're going to have to deal with. There's going to be always an agent of chaos, agent of provocateur, or agent of saboteur. I'm dealing with a liberal fool nurse who doesn't like me. I don't like him. It's a feeling mutual. And then there's several others, the Canadian nurse who has to come up and gaslighting games. I don't like him. He doesn't like me. It's a feeling mutual. I have gaslighting provoking nasty, disgusting, out of order provoking gaslighting manager. Type of person, Ivy Drop, she's a miserable person, nasty person, she lied on me. But the feeling's mutual. I don't like her, she doesn't like me. I never did anything to her, she used me for my paperwork, and she's going to lie on me. I had to move past that hardship, and there's always going to be unfaithful is currently manager. There's always going to be a provoker, gaslighter. There's always going to be somebody sadistic or agent of chaos, agent of disorder, agent of saboteur. So when we call that an agent of provocateur. So there's people who are always chaos agents in this world. But the thing is, you rise above it and you rise up. You begin to say, I am somebody no matter what you teach me. No matter what you do, you can't torture, provoke, gaslight, emotional abuse. I'm going to rise up and rise past it. I am somebody. And what's impossible is nothing. No matter what hardship you throw at me or whatever you do to provoke, gaslight, or throw me off focus, you will still be called out. You will still be shamed. You will still be named. And you will still get the issue that you're looking for offline. And that will be in court, federal court, civil court, county court, criminal court. And there will be levels of consequences and repercussions for this physical gross misconduct. So with that being said, I'm showing you guys, even through hardship or levels of environmental provoking, gaslighting, torment, bullying, and harassment that I go through in Escambia County and went through in Atlanta. So there are going to be levels of reckoning and humbling here. The mayor needs to be walked out by returning, so does the assistant attorney who encouraged police officers to do reckless endangerment things, provoking, gaslighting things. The Dean County needs their contracts thrown up in front of their face. The government needs to come down, seek their contracts, and fire several people that are involved in all the movement with provoking, gaslighting, gross, egregious misconduct. That's just it, what it is. So again, the possible is nothing. Sometimes you have to deal with people who are despicable, gross, and trauma blame because they get called out for their gross misconduct, their emotional abuse, traumatic, environmental terrorism, gaslight, bullying, things that I went through. Sometimes you guys understand that. And when rich, wealthy people think they're untouchable, sometimes you have to let them know you can't be touched. Because as I read the first testament of Evil Madonna, it taught me something in my I Am Beacon journey. I learned how to deal with people who are toxic. I learned how to deal with hardship. I learned how to deal with a long layer of manipulative people. Because page 45 in the Testament taught me one thing. It's just like the Holy Bible, Holy Quran, the Torah, or any the religious body of work. All of them are relatively the same and 6 degrees of separation. So when we're talking about love and layers of how those bodies of work are written, just like even the Holy Quran, even just like the Torah, the Kabbalah, all bodies written work, when you look at the first Testament of Illuminati and you look at page 45, and it tells you, there's nothing like a person that has a position of power, nothing like them losing that power that will make them somebody, that will make them do things that will make them feel like they can keep their position of power by abusing it. And that's short order form of how it sounds, but the layman's term of it is nothing like a person in a position of power affords them to be somebody. So when they lose that position of power, they begin to do things to go and keep it. So when you have destructive, non-mindful, out-of-order provoking, gaslighting, sadistic, nasty folks, or red flag inclined type of people, those are people who are agents of chaos, provocateur, out of order on their own, doing things that they know are despicable, that they know are provoking, they know that they're gaslighting, that they know are hardship inclined, knowing that they're doing those things to go and keep them off their square. So when you have people like that, like Ivy Chiraka, the Liverpool narcissist thinks she's above the law and untouchable, or the other one, a Canadian narcissist thinks she's above the law and untouchable, or other sadistic girls and gaslighting people like O, who thinks she's above the law and untouchable, B, who thinks she's above the law and untouchable, Sean, who thinks she's above the law and untouchable, then you have a layer of layer that's Mr. Corker. So when you have people who act like this and are despicable, inclined in their nastiness, their emotional abuse, torment, and gaslighting, just like Monica Beatsinger saying, all about the cheat, the avatar, the likes to play provoking gaslighting games, who likes to use Facebook at his disposal, who likes to use Instagram at his disposal, who likes to use Periscope, Twitter at his disposal, who wrote gaslight, prank, torment, bully, harass, or use other people in Canadian County to do things that they know are despicable, going in records, medical records, who are all provoking things that cause hardship, embarrassment, torment, humiliation, things that were make things feel like it's impossible to overcome. So in that, you have to rise up and rise above it, but stay pound, I am somebody. So in that hashtag, that giveaway, I want you guys to understand why I have I am somebody. Because even though somebody tries to make you feel like nobody, or tries to bear torment, gaslight, bully, harass, or do all these different things that are despicable, gross, and chronically abusive devices, including AC unit camping that BT&E has had, BT&E has the same ones that tear with my car, damage my parts, and then when I go and sit there and have to go and do my car payment, Mark denied my two payment offers and a payoff. My other name offers. So when you cut people who are crazy drugs in the combat, you check with people, people that ain't fired, terminated, walked out, because they know they had a hand in the lost downfall. They know they did despicable things. They unified in their out-of-order provoking gaslighting nastiness. They did scarcity things. They did provoking agent provocateur status for things. So they have to be humble. They have to be humble in the workplace. But either of that, you have to rise above that and say impossible is nothing. And then people who are impossible to work with, like Ivan Chirac and several others, like Ranger Keith, who have the ability to be able to put up and gas for him things, just like you guys, Allison, just like John David Allison, just like Jeff Bezos and Coach Jay Reese, all these people who are well connected to connect. Then you have to do a level layer of, they have people who protect them at the sheriff's department, police department, local police department, aid and abetted them, a local sheriff's department, aid and abetted them. Then there needs to be humble and firing across the board. The government needs to come down. That dark martial law fired every last club cop and they should stand behind me. You know, all the hardships I went through. So I want you guys to understand what I'm dealing with in a 92.5 degree house and it's been going on for 6 and 7 months, escalating. And then when a local lawman, the white man, told me it's going to be another hot summer, it's going to be a suing summer. It's going to be kind of, we'll be getting that lawsuit. It will be getting level the criminal lawsuit, criminal investigation, and level the provoking gaslighting, the threatening, the community, psychiatry that Betsy did to me. She needs warrants, she needs to be fired, Tracy. Soaking, all of them who participate in spoken gaslighting, domestic abuse, tormenting, gaslighting, bullying, terroristic behavior over there at the police center, back at this hospital. They need to be shut down for a minute, have a level of contracts come in and take over. Then things are addressed to Mr. Darius over there at the hospital office and things like that in the business office. When I address it to Megan at the business office and let them know, I don't appreciate the gross misconduct, spoken gaslighting that you did to me, but I was trying to get my appointment for trauma to EFD. So as a life coach, wellness coach, to horse coach. And then I'm dealing with the spiritual levels of coercive control, you know, epic levels of vicious cruelty and offboarding from relationships. Relationships that should have never happened because vicious is cruel. He's mean, he's nasty, he's hateful, he's misconduct, he's divisive. He does a lot of rude, remote, ambient cruelty. She does a lot of ambient cruelty, broken gaslighting. And then when I have other people who are overlapping in the situation, so impossible is nothing. I want to give you guys examples of this so that you guys can overcome people like this. Because there's a lot of people who think they're above the law. Nobody is above the law. Even the government has sent me paperwork and intervened because of the level and layer of misconduct so deep and so bad that it's becoming deadly and dangerous. So that's what I wanted to address you guys. Even through hardship, impossible is nothing. You got to get past it and get through it and get past it, but you might not ever get over it, but you can learn to cope and heal. So I'm going to give you guys exercises on how to do all that. So let's rock and roll. Again, you can call 515-602-9765, sit in the waiting room in the back seat, and I'll call you up one by one as we go through the levels of this presentation. And after the presentation is done, then we'll be able to have a conversation. And in the clubhouse, we'll be doing the same exact thing. And it's getting cooler than it ever was for the whole entire day at 92.5 degrees. So give me a second while I get some air in here. And again, the AC unit works confirmed that it was tampered, and I have the AC unit people to let me know, and then OGC was on the paperwork and whatnot. So O will be getting a warrant for her arrest for all her answers and spoke and gaslight and DT&E that she met with and did all these spoke and gaslighting answers. So there is no level of how much homework is going to happen for her. Okay, so we're talking about resiliency. I want to go over that. And then the other thing that we're going to go over is levels and layers of things that I talked to you guys about coping. So we're going to start with levels of detachment from dysfunctional people where we left off at and stretching out of our comfort zone. There are people who will go and try to take us out of our comfort zone. And that's also in the level and layer of family psychotherapy and things like that that we talked about. And I want you guys to understand how important it is to have these conversations about that because when you're in your comfort zone, you never grow. But you guys may not be sadistically tortured, tormented, provoked, and gaslit, bullied, terrorized. And that's where the magic happens when you're outside comfort zone. But that does not mean somebody can sadistically torment, gaslit, bully, harass, or emotionally abuse, torment, or test your temperament, or your loyalty and keep on playing, harassing, provoking, gaslit, and game. So I'm dealing with that with my home-based business, and that's why we are separating based on those grounds and this red flag game. So when we have a level of harm reduction that has to be done, that sometimes means law enforcement has to step in that's not corrupt, polluted, and bought off. So there's levels and layers of how when I went through every chain of command and talked to officers about this and levels of agency and told them about this and DC now, and those that hung on phones can be fired, terminated, walked out because when it comes to overwhelming level of sadistic torment, gaslighting, bullying, and harassment, terrorism, it is harmful. So instead of behaviors that are helpful, they're becoming harmful. So I want you guys to understand being mindful that I have this employee, being calm even in adversity and hardship, and what behaviors that I choose instead of being upset and angry and cussing and fussing. I chose to stay calm. I chose to stay calm and have the majesty of staying calm while basic levels of torment, provoking, gaslighting, bullying has been deployed every time I do my presentation, every time I do things when I've been forced to have to go outside and get ate up by bugs because it's four outside. and his insights, but I still managed to teach you guys and admitted to do my coaching. All the things that he's messed up, the open that she's messed up, all the things that I will be doing for emotional distress, threats, economic abuse, coercive control, and the passive aggressive levels of emotional abuse, tormenting, gaslighting, ambient provoking gaslighting, and levels of just egregious gross misconduct, and things that people need to be fired and walked out with federal handcuffs. It is what it is, because we're at an impasse. So I wanted you guys to understand that, and then over the next week, keep track of situations that lead to unhealthy behaviors or response or distressing emotions, or people who sadistically try to bring out distressing emotions or response. And those people need to be fired, certainly need to walk out through the chair for a police department. I told them participating in provoking gaslighting. I want several front cops fired, terminated, walked out. I want several sheriff's department officers fired, terminated, walked out for lying on paperwork. I want the level of family dysfunction. I want several people arrested because they know exactly what they participated in. They benefited because they were protecting the nature and provoking gaslighting behavior towards me. So I want you guys to understand that I'm fed up with it. I want you guys to understand that I had to rise up and rise above it. I had to address the matriarch and let her know. Your despicable misconduct, your gross misconduct, your emotional abuse, your tormenting, gaslighting, overlapping, it's not helping the situation. You know exactly what you're doing. You stood to benefit from taking my daughter. So I want you guys to understand that there's levels and layers of gross misconduct, overlapping things, but you have to rise above it. And then in 27 minutes or 30 seconds that I've been explaining to you, I want you guys to understand all these examples so that you all can go and grow. Because there's going to be people who don't want you to grow. The people who want you to remain the same. They want you to be reacting or distressed. They want you to have reactive abuse syndrome or bad at woman syndrome. They want you to act like that. Or if you're a man, bad at man syndrome. It's not that you're explicit to sex. So over the next week, keep track of situations that lead to unhealthy behaviors or response, distressing emotions or response, using a level and layer of making a chart. Make a T-cell. Make it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 cells. And each one at the top, you're going to have a level of going right across and bottom. You're going to have the situation, emotions that you experience, unhealthy and destructive first place behaviors and response or short-term benefits of those behaviors, and what could you have done or instead, or what kind of mechanism could you have used to deploy in place of that so that you can stay mindful, stay present. Even though you're outside of your comfort zone or someone's forcing you outside of your comfort zone or doing uncomfortable or egregious gross things to you, which can be constituting emotional battery, tormenting, domestic abuse, domestic terrorism, or biological terrorism. So I want you guys to understand that in this exercise. Think to yourself after you do this exercise, after you write these things down over a period of weeks or months, and identify the healthy behaviors, identify the unhealthy behaviors, and manage upsetting emotions or people who go out their way to upset you, including the typical misconduct laying abusive devices, folks who tamper AC units and George Power Girl Power Southern Company will be sued. I will be suing for the amount of $1.5 million. I will sue for every year that they did it. Every year they tamper the AC unit. Every year the AC unit was tampered by BT&E. I'll be asking for warrants of office. I'll be asking for the arrest of the mayor subsequent that knew about it, and they inherited the problem. Because once you address it at the level of chain command in the city and county, you address it with the governor, Rick Scott at the time, and Sam Bonney at the time, and when I've addressed it with Reverend Robinson, who inherited it, the next step is to go and address it to Ron DeSantis. If he does nothing about it, then I will have him fired, terminate, and walk out. Because when I've had the level of DOJ send me paperwork, and I've told them what was going on, there's a level of risk made here. Because once I've gone to leadership management outside the city, once I've gone to leadership and management one or too many times, I've told them what's going on in the city, wants to escalate their misconduct, both bridges, abusive, tormenting, nobody's going to drive me out of the house. They will be sued subsequently. Because you don't make somebody uncomfortable in their house, try to obtain their house, or force them out of their house, the city and county will be sued. Escambia County will be getting a lawsuit. And so will the city of Atlanta, because it's provoking gaslighting antics were addressed over there. I want you guys to understand that all mayors knew, all governors knew. So when I've reported all these issues, Medicare, Medicaid, Social Security disabilities, there will be levels and layers of rescue care. Well, when you guys understand, I was born disabled, so that's why I'm permanently disabled. I can still supplement my income. But I'm not going to be made miserable in my environment. And if they continue to do that, then I will see the rightful state and county. They will get the lawsuits. They will get every level and layer of lawsuits for criminal, levels of abuse, gross misconduct, egregious misconduct, sadistic levels of tormenting, gaslighting, bullying, and terrorism. And I've addressed it once we encounter for a long distance. Susan Wolf, who instructs the police department, Jude Brooks' father, Officer Vic before he terminated, Officer Barbosa, Larson Lawson, Eric Jogel, Willis Lawson, Melissa, and Tina. And then on top of that, level layer, Caitlin, all need to be fired, terminated, walked out. So once you guys understand the product and think that I'm with her, so impossible is nothing. You have to go over those levels and layers of what's bothering you, what's triggering you, the people who were gross levels and fine and thought they were going to get away with it. They're not. So once you guys understand, impossible is nothing, walk into your purpose, and continue to break a chain and make changes with success rituals. Part of that is mindfulness. And then the next step is focusing on solutions. Okay, I'm back, you guys. I just had to make sure that everything was good to go. So, when we talk about emotional resilience, what is that? I want you guys to understand, because we're going to go into the next exercise, focusing on solutions. Part of this is promoting a level of emotional resilience and helping adults, children, adolescents, or anybody who's disabled in a level of ways to function in a world where bad things do happen. And I want you guys to understand that this resource is important for you guys to understand how to deal with people and create these things. Resilience does not continue or constitute an individual trait or characteristic. Resilience involves a range of processes that bring together quite diverse mechanisms. So when you think about this, resiliency factors in children, adults, adolescents, or disabled communities is insecure early relationships or attachment or detachment from toxic people, being female or being male, higher intelligence, easy temperament as an infant or as an adult, or a level layer of trained temperament, positive attitude, beginning through problem-solving approach, and good communication skills, planning, and belief in control, or even having a locus of control and understanding frustrating people or agents of provocateur, chaos, disorder, or provoking gaslighting, nasty, kidney issue, kidney factor, or people who otherwise need to be helped. At least one good relationship, whether it's parent-child or whether it's not parent-child or it's with someone else. Sometimes you can have family that's not family. You can have people come in your life who become your child. That is your family. And then a level layer of affection, clear, firm, consistent discipline, and support for education if you don't have those tools and mechanisms, which is why I always recommend you guys go see someone. Go see a doctor. Go see a therapist. Go see a life coach who's in the gap when you're not seeing your therapist and psychiatrist. Be able to see a life coach and help you to coach you through it when you're feeling like I'm not feeling like following through. See that person. So when you have your level of layers of I've been diagnosed or I've got something going on, or I'm going for medical treatment, mental health therapies, or things like that, or you're going through trauma service therapy, things that I went through, I want you guys to understand why it's important to go through therapy. Because it helps you become more trained to deal with hardship or life or difficult people. So if you weren't built like that in the beginning, unfortunately, I was built like that in the beginning. So I went through a growth level of misconduct, cover-up, people who covered up all kinds of levels of trauma, and bullying, gaslighting, terrorism, domestic terrorism, emotional abuse, vicious cruelty, mental cruelty, sadistic pranking, provoking, gaslighting, and turned into criminals. So then I want you guys to understand where I come from. I came from a person who got funny to orchestrate pranking, provoking, and became criminal, hate crime, levels of abuse, trauma, and bullying, vicious cruelty, coercive control, nastiness, because he thinks he's a forced relationship he's not going to have, because his behavior is red flag, his behaviors are misconduct, his behaviors are abusive, they're sadistic, they're emotionally degrading, they're emotionally damaging, he's done it so long, and he thinks that he's funny, he thinks that he's not going to be touched. So when we have levels and layers of people who do this type of stuff, we have to begin to understand it. We have to say impossible is nothing. I'm still going to go through my hardship, but I'm going to resolve it in the manner of being professional. So you have to focus on the solution. So I want you guys to understand that. And then the resiliency factor and the level layer of wider supporter networks. Good levels of housing. I'm going to rent out my house. I'm not selling it. I refuse, and they're not going to force me to sell it. The city and county will be sued before that happens. Several people will be fired or terminated before that happens. So the AC unit tampering that they keep up, BT&E, they're going to get warrants. Mr. Ellie's going to get warrants. GG's going to get warrants. B's going to get warrants. T is going to get warrants. Several people are going to get warrants. Because when you don't stop what somebody told you to stop doing and you keep doing it, then you're going to get warrants. GE, Georgia Power, Southern Company will be getting warrants, lawsuits. I've already addressed this multiple times, multiple years. And then I stopped this in the 8th unit because I'm like, I'm tired of them messing with it. That's my neighbor across the street that did it. He messed with my actual washing machine. They've done everything to terrorize the vote and gaslight. They tarred up my floors. They did all kinds of vandalism. There's nothing funny about it. So my ex's kids who were involved and the other ex's kids who were involved I want warrants and lawsuits against them. I want criminal lifetime restraining orders. I want do not contact orders. I want the folks in the city and county who participated, all the neighbors who participated. I want them picked up on warrants. It just is what it is. But when we go to a level of high morale and a level of positive policies for behavior or corrective measures for people with egregious corrupted conduct, then there's a level layer of failure here. Failure in leadership and management to stop them in their behavior and the microaggressions and macroaggressions. And then the attitude that they've taken in bullying and provoking the gaslighting. Then we think about a range of positive leisure activities that I deploy to focus on solutions to deal with the hardship that's unlawful, illegal, egregious, and gross misconduct. I've been dealing with this far too long. It's not fair to me. City and county needs to do too, both Atlanta and a level layer of Florida. Because when I've addressed this multiple times, I've tried to get lawyers. They continue to try to keep me from getting lawyers. Somebody needs to be going to jail. Somebody needs to go to state penitentiary. And somebody needs to be in a state hospital permanently in Georgia and Florida. Because there is a level of egregious gross misconduct, deadly misconduct, and out-of-order misconduct. So when we talk about impossible is nothing, you have to go through hardships and deal with the people who create it, including environmental, because there's no excuse for it. And when I've addressed it to law enforcement, they decide they don't want to do anything. They want to mention Sandra Bland. Hope you die so we don't have to deal with this. Then let them address that in federal court, civil court, county court. Address their gross misconduct. Address all the layers of failures for leaders to follow up. But they want to keep up their misconduct in the city and county. I encourage all the levels of misconduct when you try to get my appointment to follow up. Those are things that I'm going to be addressing with my doctor. And I'm going to let them know. I will ask for a warrant for your arrest for sending all that stuff over at the trauma therapy services appointment. And then I want you terminated, fired, walked out. If they get in the business telling me to get trauma services, therapy appointment, and then they start all this provoking gaslighting crap that they did to me. You deserve to be fired. So I want you guys to understand how it goes. And then my child has to deal with it. It's not fair to her. So the wider range of resiliency mechanisms, as I show you, about hardship, you have to learn to go past it and have success rituals and success formulas, things that we talked about. And then reducing the harm. And what that does is in the level of acceptance and commitment to that, and acceptance and commitment and the therapies and therapeutics that I went through, trying to radically accept that there are some miserable people in this world, there are some deadly people in this world, there are some destructive, distracting, nasty, provoking, gaslighting, hazing people in this world, there are sadistic, tormenting agents of chaos, provocateur, saboteur. I met them. They're disgusting and despicable people. They shouldn't have their jobs, but their money talks, and then they get their walk with their BS. But I patternistically, habitually document it so that there is no levels and layers of I didn't know, you didn't tell anybody, I did. And then learning how to accept experiencing challenging feelings and morally instead of focused on levels of eliminating the thought, begin to work with them and work with a level of impossible is nothing, overcoming it. And then a level of cognitive diffusion. Diffusing all the horrible feelings I have and the feelings of hopelessness and fear and upset and channeling that energy in my levels of presentation. Levels and layers of going and overcoming the levels of IT antics, the levels of sadistic torment and bullying when I do my streaming, the levels and layers of cop cable getting warrants and lawsuits, levels and layers of the lady Ivy that was sitting up there talking about nobody's going to get fired. You will be fired. You will be terminated. You will be walked out. You will be fired from your day job because you are a despicable person. You are part of the problem. And then greater results and involvement, adherence, a continuous gain, and better substance of outcome, meaning the substance of focusing on solutions, resolutions, and beginning to go overcome all of that and begin to move forward and move on. So I want you guys to understand that in a short 40-minute segment and things like that, and beginning to value the levels of journaling and things like that that I've told you about, and why you have to begin to have integrity, truth, personal growth, compassion, empathy, wisdom, happiness, determination, honesty, loyalty, diversity, a level of success, words for success, success ritual words, things that help you to become a level of achievement, determination, level of responsibility, humility, level of justice, adventure, level of growth, social equity, creativity, a sense of unity in your community, a level and layer of attachment theory of how we become unaddicted to codependency or wanting to be included, especially with environmental culture. And when we think about health proximity, high proximity, health proximity, and speaking that, a low level of anxiety and reducing the abandonment of codependency or wanting inclusion, and a high level of removing that abandonment and begins the low proximity or high proximity seeking, security, reducing the anxiety, becoming avoidant of people who have provoked you, gaslighting, or if you can't avoid it, begin to address it without distress or upset, or become a level more organized instead of disorganized or fearful in thought, and begin to think of lower layers of finding and evaluating our relationships, and then a dialectical behavioral therapy, and beginning to understand structural utilizing the concepts, skills, and training, and individual levels of psychotherapy, mental health therapy, and beginning to build on the foundations of bricks that are thrown at us and build a pyramid on those bricks and become impossible. It's nothing. Every bit of abundance. And then cognitive behavioral therapy lessens a level of feeling violated, upset, angry, and impossible is nothing, and changing that impossible into nothing is something. I am somebody. A level I am abundance mindset, illuminated mindset, Christos mindset, illuminated one mindset. And create a level of impulse control that helps us begin to be less angry, but become more calm, and the majesty of staying calm, even when people do things to make you uncalm. And then alternating a level of evaluation of risk for those that pose a risk. That includes environmental risk and levels of intimate partner risk, or level layer of workplace risk, or level layer if your workplace is your home-based business, risk for people who are creating risk within the workplace. And then begin to don't believe everything you think. A level of magnification and arbitrary interference of what is our reality. Sometimes when we think about how bad our situation is, we make it worse. So we begin to focus on solutions and begin to manage those things. And that's through dialectical brain training, cognitive brain training, and EFT, emotionally focused training. Things that you learn in therapy, or if you have coaching and things like that, you learn paradigms of wellness coaching and paradigms of coaching and just regular life coaching that I'm certified to do. So I want you guys to understand that. I don't diagnose, I'm not licensed to diagnose this yet until I become a doctor through the apprenticeship program, fast tracking, and getting my degree as a medical doctor, as a psychiatrist, psychologist, and being able to prescribe medicine, one prescribed medicine, one is not. So I'll still be doing apprentice psychiatry, psychology if I don't need a psychologist. Which I'll be getting my PhD in psychology and psychiatry. I'm becoming Dr. Nick. And if I get married, changing it over to my husband's name. Whatever that will be, if I decide to go and marry a woman after this, and I'm not really inclined to do that, but as a life coach, wellness coach, work coach, I have to remember everybody's not the same. And there is nothing that's ever going to be the same. But when I meet my husband, he will be someone who will inspire me, someone who will love my soul, someone who I could build an empire with, and begin to let the layers of hurt harm come off of me. I begin to have a level of intelligent relationship with my husband, and someday become a level layer of trustworthiness within my husband as he shows it to me, instead of him all the time getting it. And then a level layer of possibly having babies, so y'all might see me bigger than a house with babies and things like that. Something that I look forward to. And it's something that I hope I can be able to do if my health gets better and things like that. And as I was told, I have my baby, heart. I hope I have my rainbow baby, but I lost some stress. So with that being said, hopefully I'll have a half full of kids. I'll be a good life coach out there touring and doing my thing, writing my book, my self-help book, that's necessary. So that's what part of I Am Somebody, pound I Am Somebody, hashtag that giveaway. And when you do your love offering for the rebuilding of our business, the things like that, my business, your business, I call it our business, so all of you guys who are there with me, and $DollarSign, Diva Coaching, $DollarSign, Team World Online, $DollarSign, I Am Coaching, or Operating Diva, you'll understand the separation of each business so that I can be able to work with the kids on one day and work with adults, and then my I Am patients and things like that that come through I Am and things like that. Although I Am is a separate entity, I Am a patient of I Am. Make sure that I have something there for people who are going through these weekends and their journey. It can get hard sometimes. You will have hardships. But I want to teach you guys as I am VK myself. I've made mistakes. It's not easy. It kind of sucks sometimes. Sometimes you're going to go through a level of elevation. You're going through a level of ascension. And you're going through a better version of yourself as you become more I am infused, and I am abundant mindset. So like I told you guys, I'm not the perfect beacon, but I am the best beacon coach next door. How about that? Okay? So I want you guys to understand, as a beacon that's not been perfect, I kind of felt like I was an embarrassment to be. I felt like I wasn't perfect. I felt like I couldn't be I am. But then when someone told me, you can be I am is not about perfection. I am is very forgiving. I am understands that people go through transition. So when someone told me that, I was like, really? So I don't have to be the perfect vegan next door just yet? They're like, no, just be yourself. I was like, oh, really? Okay, great. But then I was like, let me not take advantage of that and let me continue to improve. So I did. And then I began to read my testament. I began to learn what I am in. It's not about being perfect. It's about being perfectly imperfect and going through levels and layers of life and learning how to deal with life and abundance mindset, and possible is nothing mindset, a level of I am priestess mindset, and I am illuminated, I am beacon, I can get to the better version of myself, am going to get the better version of myself, I am somebody, so hashtag that. That's it, I am trans. It's mindset. So with Talk Radio Diva Impossible is Nothing presentation, I wanted you guys to understand that. I wanted you guys to walk into your purpose and continue to break the chains and make change with success rituals. Again, you can call in live, 515-602-9765. You can check out a level of IMCC coaching, Don Diva coaching, or can work online, Talk Radio Diva. And you can put down I am somebody when you do that on talkradiodiva.com. You can do it by month or you can do it one time. And those love offerings are to build the business and bring you fresh new content and continue to go in a level of illuminated mindset, I am abundance mindset, and continue to go from the scarcity mindset to the I am illuminated one priestess. So with that being said, let's go into the exercise. Let's try to get this, and then we're off of here. So focusing on solutions, what to know about solutions. Don't believe everything you think. Magnification, making a mountain out of a molehill, blowing things out of proportion. Don't do that. Assess what's going on, address it, and move on. Arbitrary and inference. Drawing conclusions when there's little or no evidence, or if there is evidence, like I've proved, then begin to infer that evidence, begin to overcome it, see what you can do to continue to focus past it, and do everything to continue to achieve over that hardship, or manufacture hardship, or orchestrate the hardship. Then, minimization. Do not think that you're useless or inadequate. I am useful. I am adequate. I am not a failure. Downplaying importance of positive thought, emotion, or event. So begin to manifest a level of minimization of negative self-talk. Go to positive self-talk. And then overgeneralization. Overgeneralization is making and sweeping conclusions based on a single event. Or if you have a series of multiple events or multiple levels of orchestrated events, then begin to go and reduce those events or address those events and begin to look at solutions. And then personalization. This is my fault. Do never ever blame yourself for other people's impossible behavior or egregious gross misconduct or egregious levels of saboteur, provoking, or gaslighting, or hazing, or sadistic levels of torment, or torture, and bullying, or gaslighting. Begin to say, it's not my fault that you're a miserable person. It's not my fault that you're a nasty, evil person. It's not my fault that you don't go and live in your life. You live in darkness. You can't serve two masters. Either you serve the light or you serve a darker level of degradation. Or you will end up at a point one day that you have to answer to whatever master you serve. You can't serve two masters. Either you serve the light or you serve darkness. Choose one. I choose the light. And I fear not, and I trust my confidence. So with that being said, you begin to attribute personal responsibility for events which aren't under personal control. So at the end of the day, I can't control what's going on. I don't even control what's going on with the 8th unit. I've addressed it. I don't control what's going on in my environment. They know what they're doing. I've addressed it to the best of my integrity and priority. I want every chain of command. So now it's up to people outside the situation and ascended masters or angels in the midst that see what's going on and they stop it. I know my level of self-control. I know what level I'm at. I'm on one level. Some people are at other levels. And we're playing on the same level with different devils. But at the end of the day, I still trust the light. I trust the process. I trust my hardship. I overcome my hardship by focusing on what's important. Solutions. Management. Becoming a great leader. Becoming a great orator. Becoming a great life coach. Becoming a great divorce coach. Becoming a great wellness coach. Becoming a great business coach. Becoming a great mentor. I am somebody. Hashtag that. So if you're in the comments, hashtag it. And then hopefully you'll be able to be entered in the giveaway. I'll take the name and I'll put them in the level layer of the thing that will allow you to get into the giveaway. I'll put your name and then when I go and say so-and-so won this giveaway, you will either get a hat, you'll either get a duffel bag, or you'll get a fanny pack, so you'll get some kind of memorabilia of your choice, and it's free of charge. So hashtag that, I am somebody, pound, I am somebody. So, then you think about selective levels of abstraction, drawing conclusions on basis of just one or many elements. But once you begin to look at the behavioral, you look at the environmental, you look at the mental health, you look at the emotional health, you look at the well-being, you put those all together on the foundation books that are being thrown at me, and what I've learned to do is reverse that and turn that pyramid up, right side up instead of upside down, and learning how to go towards a level of abundance. Illuminated life. Think of good things. Even though I'm going through a hardship, I learned how to be mindful, learned how to be present. I learned how to go into my inner life that soothes naturally and begin to hone that light, even though people don't like my light. Some people don't like that it's natural. Maybe she's born with it. Yeah, I am. So I am somebody. I was told to look in the mirror every day. I am somebody. Say to yourself, CC, you're somebody. So I used to sit there in the mirror, and I sit there and say, I am somebody. So I believe. Seeing is believing. So let's know in this level layer exercise, focus on how unhappy we feel or our problems are holding us back. So when we focus on how happy we are, we address what makes us unhappy, we move on from it. We begin to focus on solutions instead of our problems. And then I want you guys to understand this exercise will help you to start thinking about how you solve problems in the past, how your life can be better, and how you can have small change or introductory levels of change and success results. Focusing on solutions rather than dwelling on a problem, no but any level of possibility. And describe your problem. So what to do? Describe your problem, what you're currently experiencing, how you try to address the problem, has anything worked for you so far, and then begin to describe it. And then after there have been changes or people who have to go and make the change and things like that for it to be better or worse. So since you decided to take action, what did you do? And then begin, did you notice any changes? Who, what, when, where, and why? What will it be like when the problem is solved? How will you feel? What will you be doing instead while the problem is unsolved or unresolved? What difference will it make in your life when the problem is solved? How will others know things are better? And then, who will notice it first? What else will be different? Ask yourself these questions. And then, what other changes can you make to increase possibilities available to you? Be specific. So in the reflections of this exercise, do you feel this exercise is helpful? Do you feel like it's moderately helpful? Do you think it's extremely helpful? So number on a page from 1 to 10. And then go over each one of those questions and begin to number. Then what did you learn from this exercise? What did you learn from the levels and layers and what's going on? And then we're going to go into tomorrow, improving self-sufficiency. So these are part of success rituals. I want to go through different things and begin to learn how to be improving your self-efficacy. Self-efficacy refers to the strong sense of trust in your abilities, competencies, determines how you think and feel about yourself and the situation at large, and then begin to look at your influential thoughts, emotions, actions, the motivation, and strength in your self-control. So with that being said, I hope you guys enjoyed that. I told you I was going to start making this short and sweet. And impossible is nothing. Call in line 515-602-9765. Walk into your purpose and continue to break those chains and make changes with success rituals and formulas or exercises that help you to grow. I told you guys it's all about positivity and then begin to go and move past all of these different things and begin to remove distorted thinking and go into a pathological level of good thinking, a level of improving self-efficacy of our thoughts, being mindful, being present, and illuminated in our thoughts and thinking positive instead of negative. So that's it. Thank you guys for attending the Clubhouse. I appreciate all of you guys. And I want you guys to understand how important it is for you guys to always call up here. Go and fill out the surveys, even on my Facebook and Twitter. Make sure you guys continue every level and layer of coming and sitting here, talking with me. Hashtag that. I am somebody. Low of offerings are accepted. You can do that at IMCC Coaching, Don Diva Coaching, Team World Online for Children, Adults, and Family Adults. Talk Radio Diva with Talk Radio Diva, how to do more. And you may do that on talkradiodiva.com, via Square. You can get the actual levels of QR code, and you can put it in your phone. Anytime you want to do a donation, you can quickly do it. So, and then also, I have a tip jar. I'll put it out there for you guys, and you're more than welcome to do tips. I'll put that up there for you guys to do that. And thank you guys for attending the live. You don't have to, but you're more than welcome to tip my jar, and thank you so much. I appreciate all of you guys. Impossible is Nothing, Talk Radio Diva with DC, your life coach, your wellness coach, your health coach, your divorce coach, and your relationship coach, as well as your mentor. Thank you, heart, for attending. You guys take care. Also, you may get this over on Apple and also Google, and you may download those on Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Thank you, and iHeartRadio.